All right, here's a little update. Another update. I got updates everywhere. Okay? I got updates everywhere. Right now, the Democrats are filibustering to protest gun inaction. They're protesting. Remember, this is the same group that controlled the House and the Senate for the first 2-3 years of Obama's presidency. And none of them did a damn thing about gun legislation then. We had mass shootings. We had mass shootings before 2008. We had mass shootings before 2009. Democrats could have done stuff. They could have reinstituted the assault weapons ban. But they didn't. No different than immigration reform. They kicked the can down the street. Hell, they kicked it down the hill. Here we are. 7.5 years later. And Democrats are demanding action. And the best part is they're demanding action on something that at the end of the day would not have stopped the massacre Saturday. The only thing that would have stopped the massacre Saturday is this administration handcuffing the FBI and Department of Homeland Security with a political correctness. What the Democrats are demanding, to the point where Trump is now getting involved. Trump is saying that he's going to be meeting with the NRA in a few weeks to discuss the terror watch list gun ban. But that's what the big debate is. Being on the terror watch list and not being able to purchase a gun. Again, the subterfuge of the press and the Democrats. Because Omar was on no such list. He was on a list, but he was taken off the list because the FBI deemed him disgruntled and saying the things that he said because his coworkers were racist and Islamophobic. Remember, he first got on the radar because people said he was saying crazy, scary, spooky stuff at work, talking about jihad, talking about killing everybody, talking about having ties to Al-Qaeda. So when the FBI interviewed him, and they said, yo, what's up? He goes, I just made that up because all my coworkers are picking on me because I'm a Muslim. My coworkers are being bigoted. So this was a way for me to scare them, to make them stop. I don't mean that stuff. I was just saying it because they're being racist. They're being Islamophobic. And the FBI went, oh, okay. All right. Makes a lot of sense. Our boss, the President of the United States, has told us about this. Remember after San Bernardino? Remember that press conference with Comey and Loretta Lynch, and she said that they would go after anybody. Anybody that was saying hateful things about Islam and Muslims. Remember that? Remember she said that they would go after any individuals that said disparaging things about Muslims and Islam. They had a zero tolerance policy. Remember that? So in the Attorney General's office, from Eric Holder to Loretta Lynch, this is the culture. And of course, it's trickled down to the FBI, Department of Homeland Security. So when the FBI interviewed him and he said, oh, everybody's racist against me and it's Islamophobia, the FBI went, oh, okay, okay, sounds good, okay. All right. So then they took him off the list. They took him off the list. Then, of course, he's meeting with suicide bombers and hanging out at mosques that preach hate and violence. And he went back on the list. And then he went back off because, of course, the FBI doesn't want to be accused of being Islamophobic or profiling. So Omar bought his guns legally. So if this list gets past this terror list, and if you get put on the terror list, you can't buy guns. Okay, cool. All right. Go for it. Write the legislation up. Write the legislation up. If you are a suspected terrorist and you go on this list, you cannot buy a gun. If you try to buy a gun, all the appropriate agencies get notified and word gets back to that gun owner or the gun shop owner, whoever, that they can't sell the gun to you. Yeah, make the list. Make the legislation. But also in that legislation, you better put in there that if you get put on the terror list, not the, oh, we made a mistake, so we put Senator Kennedy on the no-fly list. Remember, no-fly list is different than this terror list, okay? Two different lists. The no-fly list, if you get put on a no-fly list, you get denied buying a gun, that's a problem. Because the no-fly list has actually had people on it that for whatever reason, fluky or clerical error, should never have been on that list, like a senator. This is a terror list. This is somebody that's being investigated because they have said things or they have been involved with, or they've been around individuals or organizations that want to destroy America. Terrorists. And they should make it a mandatory 5 years, a mandatory 10 years, a mandatory lifetime. Like in baseball or football. You fail 2 drug tests or 3 drug tests or whatever the policy is, you get a lifetime ban. Gamble, you get a lifetime ban, just like Pete Rose. So if the government is investigating an individual, and that individual has ties, rather it's, hey, buddy, how you doing? Or, hey, me and him belong to the same church or bingo parlor or Boy Scout club, whatever. If you're being investigated and you go on this list, there is no coming off this list. There is no coming off this list. You've officially lost your right to ever buy a gun. End of story. End of story. If you're dabbling, if you're dabbling with terror, okay? If you're dabbling with terror, if you're playing with the fringes of terror, radical Islamic terror, domestic terror, white supremacist terror, I don't give a crap what terror you're playing with. If you're dabbling, you're dabbling in it. That's it. It's over. Okay? It's over. It's like being a sex offender. You're on that list forever. All I did was get drunk and pee at a playground and somebody saw me and I got convicted as a sex offense. And I wasn't touching any kids. I was just... Guess what? You shouldn't be peeing at a public playground. Okay? Shouldn't be drunk in public. You shouldn't be around kids. Sorry, you can't buy a gun. Or forever, you're on a sex offender list. End of story. There. Make the list. Make the terror list. Okay, Democrats and Republicans, get on board. But tell them that you want the provision, because if that provision was in place, and only then, Omar would never have been able to buy an assault weapon. He would never have been able to buy a Glock. He would never have been able to buy any guns whatsoever. That's the only way that this terror list works. You can't have an administration and an FBI and a Justice Department that are being handcuffed by political correctness. Can't have them investigating a terrorist. And the terrorist says, oh, well, they're just saying that because they're Islamophobic. And the FBI goes, okay, yeah, well, yep, okay. Can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. You have to. You have to. Absolutely have to have a terror list where people that are investigated for terror cannot get off. Kind of like how in some states, if you're a felon, you can never vote again. And people go, man, I made a mistake when I was 20. You gonna say I can never, ever vote? And some states go, yeah, you lost that privilege. And other states say, no, you can. So make it where people being investigated for terror cannot just get off the list. But unless you do that, no list is going to work because you got to be on the list. If you're not on the list, you could still buy a gun, stupid. So make the list. Make the damn list. Make the list. The same thing with the assault weapon. We said this before. If you're not allowed to condemn an entire group of people for what one person did, you can't condemn an entire group of people, the NRA and other gun enthusiasts who are law-abiding citizens who have assault weapons and other things like that, who don't go and shoot up restaurants and gay clubs or Latino clubs or whatever. The media, liberals, Democrats, Hollywood. You can't have it both ways. You can't condemn us because we are quote-unquote demonizing 1.3 million people for one crazy individual. No different than you demonizing millions and millions and millions of law-abiding U.S. citizens who buy guns, collect guns, shoot guns, and never commit a crime. Can't condemn all of those people. I mean, the Huffington Post, it's a rag. It really is. It's a rag. It's a rag. It's a liberal rag. But they put a story out that says it took us just 38 minutes to buy an AR-15 in Orlando. Purchasing a killing machine, even after a national tragedy, is just too easy. What do you mean it's just too easy? See what I'm saying? The demonization? If you don't have a criminal record and you're a law-abiding citizen, why should it be hard for you to go into a store and buy a gun? If you're a school teacher, I mean, any profession, and you pay your taxes and you raise your family and you don't let your 2-year-old kid get eaten by an alligator or your 3-year-old kid fall in a monkey enclosure. If you do everything by the book, you even go to church on Sundays. If you are the cleanest of clean, okay? You make Mr. Clean look clean. Why should you be denied buying a gun? I mean, that makes no sense. Tragedy or no tragedy, if you're a law-abiding citizen and you've done nothing wrong, play by the rules, why should it be hard for you to go into a store and buy a gun? Regardless if it's a AR-15 or a 9mm, they all kill, stupids. They all kill. There's not one gun that is sold that gives you an orgasm, okay? There's not a gun that fires a bullet that attaches to your genitalia and gets you off. They all kill. That's why guns were created, stupid. Absolutely stupid, stupid, stupid. So why should it be hard for a law-abiding citizen to buy a 9mm, to buy an assault weapon? To buy a shotgun, double barrel shotgun. I mean, I'm not a gun aficionado, but whatever the list are. A Walther PPK, the James Bond gun, whatever. And listen, if there's no assault weapons anymore, okay? If there's no AR-15s anymore, and I'm a radical Muslim, okay? I'm an extremist. I'm gonna commit jihad. I'm gonna get my virgins. I'm gonna just do it all. And I can't get an assault weapon? Okay. I'll get whatever guns I can get. I'll get whatever bombs I can get. Remember, the Boston Marathon, the bombs, they were bombs. Those are bombs. They made pressure cook. They bombs. The airport attack, those are bombs. If I'm hell-bent on waging jihad and I can't get an assault weapon, that's not going to make me go, "Oh, damn. Guess I'll go home. Guess I'll go play PlayStation." I mean, that it's just an asinine thought. It really is. It's an asinine thought by Democrats who pander, not even pander, their base, their constituents are low information voters. And only low information voters, dumb people, would actually believe that. They would actually, only Whoopi Goldberg, okay, would actually believe, if a terrorist couldn't get his hands on an assault weapon, he would just go home and watch one of my old 80s movies, one of the really bad ones, like where I was a basketball coach. I mean, it's just nonsensical. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. If you're not on any watch list and you haven't committed any crimes, you could go into a gun store, if AR-15s are not available anymore, and buy some really, really, really nice handguns that hold a lot of bullets. And you can buy a lot of clips. And you can buy a lot of guns. And you could have one in left hand and one in right hand, and you could literally fire off 20 or 30 rounds. Quick. Boom, 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 boom. And if you're as proficient as this kid was, you pop the button, the clips come out, you load the clips back up, and you're back in business. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, let's face it. The only reason the death toll was 49 or 50, because people that were wounded that hit the floor, dude was shooting people that were on the floor to make sure they were dead. So it didn't matter if it was an assault weapon. It wasn't a machine gun. It wasn't a... It wasn't that. You have to pull the trigger. Pop, 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 pop. Reload. Pop, 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 pop. I mean, I don't want to recreate it, but you get paintball guns. I mean, you could get fake guns and actually simulate somebody using handguns and mowing down 50 people. I mean, Fort Hood, Nissan didn't have an assault weapon. It's just silly. It really is. It's all just subterfuge. It's all just subterfuge.